You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Heard Foreskin Noose by Cannibal Accident. That's off their upcoming album Ritual Paprika. That's going to be out April 8th on Nail Jar Records. This is an album full of silly, fun, Finnish death metal from the imaginary land. Hello, my name is Joe Thrashenkill and welcome to the Toilet of Hell radio show. I'm here with my good friend slash eternal nemesis, Randall Thor. Randall, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, Joe?
You know, I cannot complain other than the fact that everything is terrible.
Well, you know, if you had a cat, that might be better.
One day I will do that, or, you know.
Actually, instead of getting a cat, you should get a bunny.
You know, I feel like I've heard this before from you.
You know, Wesley and I were talking. We decided that you should definitely get a bunny.
I like the idea of a bunny. I don't like the idea of little pellets of shit everywhere, literally everywhere.
If you loved your bunny, you would clean up its pellets and be happy.
Is there a way to maybe potty train a bunny to not shit all over my apartment?
See, this is the kind of stuff, you know, we could look up before the show. Actually, you know, we're sitting in front of computers. We can look at that.
If that's something that we can investigate for our next show, in the meantime, for our inaugural edition of the Toilet of Hell radio show, I'm super happy that we're getting this going and that hopefully there are people listening to us. This has been a project that Randall Thor and I have been discussing for an awful long time, and I'm glad that we could both get up our lazy asses in gear to actually do it. So today we're going to play some songs that I'm positive that none of you have heard before, and unless your name is Randall Thor, in which case you've heard all of these before. And first up, I'd like to play this song called Exit by Pectus Excavatum. How do you pronounce
Pectus it? Pectus Excavatum. I don't know. That's just how I would pronounce it if I was singing it in a choir. Otherwise, I have no idea. Maybe they're different and they don't adhere to normal Latin pronunciations.
I don't know Latin. I took 6 semesters of Spanish and I don't know Spanish. So I think that we're out of luck on that one. But this is the project of a guy named Chris from upstate New York. This is his first song from this project, and I will keep you guys up to date with additional information on when he releases more music. Here it is, Exit by Pectus Excavatum.
We'll be right back.
Just heard Exit by Pectus Excavatum, we think. What are your thoughts on that track?
Well, the first thing I noticed was the production. So it's very clear, very crisp, but it's still raw enough, so it's obviously black metal and everything. The vocals and guitar, just excellent production. You can hear them all very clearly. Stellar, I'd say. As far as music goes, this dude just really knows what he's doing. He's got really excellent sense of pacing between the more intense sections that we start off with. And then we get to that sax solo in the middle. That thing is just real moody. You know what I mean?
That sax solo does so much for me. Like, I think that completely makes the song.
Well, what made it for me, though, wasn't necessarily the sax solo. The sax solo was great, no doubt. But the way it transitions from the sax solo in back into the metal was phenomenal. Because the sax solo just keeps, I think, it just keeps going. And the guitars and the rhythms and the melody that they're playing there just builds up into this wonderful sound.
That
was probably the highlight there for me.
Yeah, you're not going to get any argument there for me. This definitely tends to walk closer to the black gaze side of black metal that tends to piss off so many purists. But I think this, when I get things like this in my inbox, I'm really excited to hear it. I can't tell you how many metalcore bands I get emailed to me a week. Bands, if you have something that you think is new and fresh and you're not just wearing clown masks to perform on stage, please email me at toiletofhell@gmail.com. That was the case with Chris from Pectus Excavatum. I'm really glad that he sent that over. I'm glad that I could share that with you today.
And if you're power metal, please email him too, because I like that.
I do listen to everything we send, so thanks. Thanks, Randall. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Just moving right along, we've got another track we want to share for you. Siege Lord, with the song Siege Lord. Unfortunately, not on the album Siege Lord. It is a
major blunder right there.
Major blunder. Sorry, guys. Try again next time. The album is called The Ascent of the Fallen. These guys are from Cincy, Ohio, and they just dropped this album in January. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Siege Lord by Siege Lord.
crawled our ways out from the jaws of death into the purest form of faith.
Heard Siege Lord by Siege Lord on the Toil of Hell radio show. Randall Thor, what are your thoughts?
This is a good one. Obviously blunder by not naming their album Siege Lord, so we could have the triple whammy of self-titled song and the self-titled album. But other than that, the album itself is good. I listened to it before. I was supposed to see them in Ohio for Cincy Power Fest in January or February, I believe. Unfortunately, I live in North Carolina. That fest is in Ohio, and it was winter time, so the snow just came down and destroyed everything and all the roads south of Cincinnati. So everybody from up north of Cincinnati got to go to the show just fine, and I got stuck at home. So that was fun.
I've got an obvious question for you here. Why don't you just take the dragon? The roads are closed. There's always a dragon.
It's snow. He doesn't really like that, and it was all stormy, and he doesn't really like to fly very high either. So going above the clouds doesn't work out too great. And also he hibernates, so doesn't really work out for
what
winter.
What kind of a bullshit ass dragon has to hibernate?
The best. I mean, you can take a crappy dragon for that lasts you year round, sure, whatever. But if you want a real dragon, you gotta make some sacrifices. You know, he's gonna be gone for 3 months out of the year, but when you have him for those 9 months, nobody gonna cross you.
I guess I have a lot to learn about dragons and power metal in general.
That's what I'm here for.
No, it's interesting. Siege Lord is obviously not a power metal band, but Cincy Power Fest was... tell me about that.
Yeah, so it was basically your favorite style of music. We had Automaton, Siege Lord, Zephaniah. I'm trying to remember the other three bands off the top of my head. I don't remember, but they were all really good. Stagecoach Inferno. It was a really fun name.
Is that style of power metal, like a Japanese Western RPG?
I don't quite remember, honestly, but they were supposed to be really fun. My buddy from Automaton said that I would have loved them if I had seen them, and I believe him. I trust him, so I probably would have loved them. But if you listen to the Siege Lord music itself, let's talk about that. Honestly, when I first listened to it, I expected some high falsettos or, you know, some giant boisterous voice to come in charging ahead to slay all the false posers or the army of the Dark One or whatever. And then, you know, the vocals come in and it's this black metal rasp, but it still really fits. For me, it was like, you know how when you pick up a cup and it's like you expect water, but then you drink it and it's soda and it tastes nasty for like a second, but then you're like, oh, it's okay, it's Coca-Cola, we're fine. And then you're fine. That's how the vocals felt there. It kind of surprised me, but the vocals actually really fit well with the music. It's got a big, epic sound. I hate using that word, but that's appropriate here, I think.
Epic. Bacon.
Oh, shut up. So the guitar tone, I love it. It's just big and meaty. Not nasty. You don't expect Dimmalich or a Catalyst guitar tones here, but it's still big and meaty for the music it's playing. And the tone they use for the keyboards or synths or whatever, it kind of sounds a little bit like bells in a way, and I really like that as well. Now, obviously, it helps that the music they wrote is good, because you can have the best tone of the world and still suck. Listen to Super Collider by Megadeth. He has a good tone and everything.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Okay, let's shelve that conversation for later, because unacceptable.
You know, I opened up this email from Siege Lord. I guess I had the mental association with Liege Lord in my head. I was definitely expecting speed metal, and so when this opened up with keyboards, I was a little bit taken aback. I gotta say, this is not generally something I would jam on, but I got a little jam boner going, so don't tell anybody. There were keyboards involved. Nobody's got to know that.
But, no, of course not. That's why we're doing a radio show where you just told everybody you had a jam boner.
Fuck. Okay.
Gotcha.
Well.
No, but I would the album itself, I remember listening to it getting ready for Cincy Power Fest, and it's a great album. If you're into this kind of epic symphonic death metal style, obviously it has black metal-ish vocals, but this style itself is undeniably death metal. You'll enjoy this. It's good.
Well, let's go ahead. We're running out of time here. Move on to our final song of the program, Zealotry with Cybernetic Eucharist.
Thank you.
There you have it, Cybernetic Eucharist by Zealotry. Randall Thor, you have something to tell us about this track.
Oh, do I? Well, actually, I do. You're right. So I did some guest vocals for this one. Whoa, I'm on it.
Shameless and, plug.
Shameless plugging right now. On Progeny Omega, I did some choral vocals that kind of come in out of nowhere. So, surprise. I think they're pretty good. I'm really excited about people hearing them and seeing what people think about it. It's something different for Zealotry and something new for me as well, just doing guest vocals on a death metal album. So that's exciting. Now the track itself, oh my Lord, this whole album, I can talk about the track and the album and use the exact same words and vocabulary and describe both equally well. I'm totally convinced this album's going to just be topping lists all over the place at the end of the year. Maybe not necessarily number one, but top tens, no doubt in my mind. I'm pretty sure Phil and Roman just wrote an hour of counterpoint with like maybe 5 minutes of actual riffs where they're playing the same thing together. But the rest of it, they're just swirling around each other like madmen. And the drums, I don't even think he's playing in a time signature half the time. So I had sheet music when I was doing my guest vocals, and the time signatures were just stupid. I mean, they're good. Like, and I don't mean stupid in a negative way. It was just, I'm sitting there waiting for my entrance, and I'm reading it and trying to count, and it doesn't. It was really difficult, really challenging. So this track in particular is really nice because we get a good look about what Zealotry is about here. And we don't get any of some of the extra elements, some of the extra surprises that you're going to get with the rest of the album. This is just straight away, 5 minute long little death metal song that is going to tell you everything that Zealotry is going to do to you on this album.
So
and then
is this album out already?
Later. No, it is unreleased. They have released one single out so far, and they're starting to obviously let radio stations play their music or podcasts or what have you.
Or whatever the hell we are.
Whatever the hell we are. I don't know when it's going to be out off the top of my head. That would be good information to know, I imagine. But if you go to zealotry.bandcamp.com, you can find out information there and check out the single they put up, which is not the same one we just played, and hopefully become a Zealotry fan.
That's awesome. Well, again, information for all of the bands we played on today's show will be below this media player. Thank you for joining us for the first edition of the Toil of Hell radio show. If you have ideas, suggestions, or if you want to say mean things about me or Randall, you can just email me at toiletofhell@gmail.com and let your voice be known. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.